Beijing puts its thumb on Panama Canal deal. News analysis. Beijing is meddling in a pending sale of port rights from a Hong Kong-owned company to a U.S. business consortium led by BlackRock, according to a China expert. The deal announced on March 4 involves 43 ports in 23 countries. However, two ports, Balboa and Cristobal, in the bundle are receiving disproportionate attention because they are at the Panama Canal. The seller, CK Hutchinson, is owned by Li Ka-shing, an iconic billionaire in Hong Kong. For decades, Hong Kongers admired his success and nicknamed him Superman. As an immigrant from mainland China, Li built his empire by selling plastic flowers and then transitioned to real estate, telecommunications, and shipping. Now, because of the deal, the 96-year-old tycoon is labeled as a traitor for selling out the country and the entire Chinese population, and spinelessly kneeling before the United States. Between March 13 and March 19, the pro-Beijing Hong Kong newspaper Ta Kung Pao published more than 10 editorials and commentaries, handing him the above reprimand. The articles further advised all businessmen to stand with the Chinese Communist Party on critical issues. An article on March 13 said the deal could impact China's foreign trade and the Belt and Road Initiative, China's $1 trillion geopolitical infrastructure investment worldwide. The Hong Kong and Macau Work Office, the CCP's representative in Hong Kong, reprinted three of Ta Kung Pao's articles on its official website. When asked about the criticism at a press briefing on March 18, Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee repeated the Chinese Foreign Ministry's line that his government wanted foreign governments to provide a fair and just environment for Hong Kong enterprises and that he was against any use of coercion or pressure in international trade. He added that any transactions must follow Chinese laws and regulations. Alexander Liao, a China expert and contributor to the Epoch Times, said his CCP insider sources in Beijing told him that Chinese leader Xi Jinping is angry at the deal that President Donald Trump touted in his address to a joint session of Congress on March 4. As a result, Liao said, Ding Xuexiang, a CCP Politburo Standing Committee member and Vice Premier of China, dispatched a special working team to Hong Kong on March 15 to scrutinize the Panama Canal deal. Liao grew up in China's military system and was previously stationed in Hong Kong as a seasoned journalist for more than a decade. He has learned that officials in the Hong Kong government aren't very comfortable with exerting pressure on a business deal, which Hong Kong historically did not do. Therefore, the Beijing team has been leading the charge, he said. He told the Epoch Times that Ta Kung Pao's smear campaign against Li and the actions of the CCP's Hong Kong office were conducted at the direction of the Beijing delegation. However, the CCP has limited leverage on Li, he said. Although CK Hutchinson, Li's flagship enterprise, is listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, it is incorporated in the Cayman Islands. Over the past decade, the share of its business in the mainland and Hong Kong has shrunk to slightly more than 10%. Li will pocket about $19 billion from the deal, which prices the transaction at about 14 times the 2024 earnings, higher than the average range for industrial enterprises of 8 or 11 times earnings. Liao said that one tool the local government could use is the Hong Kong National Security Law. Because of its vague definition of national security and the stipulation that the law applies to individuals both inside and outside Hong Kong, thousands of pro-democracy activists protested against it in 2020. Nevertheless, Beijing imposed the law on the former British colony in the same year. Beijing could use this law to retaliate against Li. However, according to Liao, the consequence could involve an irreversible hit on the Chinese economy because such a precedent would have a chilling effect on Hong Kong businessmen and foreign investors. The Ta Kung Pao commentaries have accused Li of neglecting national interest. Political commentator Heng, he said on his Chinese language program that Ta Kung Pao spoke for Beijing and viewed the deal politically rather than as a business transaction of a private company. To Hung, if the CCP is worried that Washington could use the Panama Canal against Beijing after a U.S. company buys the rights to operate the ports, then that proves indirectly that the CCP itself wants to hold the option to utilize the ports in a manner hostile to the United States under a Chinese company's management and control. Core U.S. interest. The Panama Canal is a strategic choke point that plays a crucial role in U.S. military and economic activities, serving as a vital passage for warships and cargo between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Each year, the Panama Canal handles $270 billion in cargo, representing 5% of global maritime trade, with more than 70% of that trade connected to U.S. ports. The canal was under U.S. control until 1999, when its sovereignty was transferred to Panama under a 1977 treaty signed by President Jimmy Carter. The Carter-Torrijos Treaty of 1977 requires the permanent neutrality of the canal, ensuring that no countries are discriminated against and that no ships act with hostility. According to the agreement, if that neutrality is at risk, the United States may use military force to defend it. After taking office in January, Trump questioned the neutrality. He alleged that the canal was being operated by the Chinese regime and vowed to intervene, prompting denials from Beijing and Panama. "China is operating the Panama Canal," Trump said during his inaugural speech. "And we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama, and we're taking it back." In 1997, C.K. Hutchinson obtained the rights to manage the two ports at both ends of the Panama Canal for 25 years. In 2021, the agreement was renewed to 2047. When announcing the most recent deal, the company said it was a pure business transaction, irrelevant to the recent political news surrounding the waterway. The Panama Canal is a peripheral strategic interest for the CCP, yet it is a core U.S. interest, Liao said. Days before visiting Panama as his first trip outside the United States, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in an interview on January 31st, "Hong Kong-based companies having control over the entry and exit points of the canal is completely unacceptable. That cannot continue. If there's a conflict and China tells them, do everything you can to obstruct the canal so that the U.S. can engage in trade and commerce, so that the U.S. military and naval fleet cannot get to the Indo-Pacific fast enough, they would have to do it. And they would do it. And now we'd have a major problem on our hands," he said. After Rubio's visit, Panama said on February 2nd that it would not renew its agreement with Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative when the current one expires next year. A prelude to U.S. China confrontation worldwide. Chinese companies have also contacted Lee C.K. Hutchinson to buy the rights to operate the two ports in Panama, according to Chinese media reports, which said that the partners and scale of the deal might change. April 2nd is an important milestone when C.K. Hutchinson and the U.S. consortium led by BlackRock will sign a definitive agreement. Liao said the chance that a Chinese company can become a buyer is slim and that Trump could press Panama to make the port rights no longer available to private businesses. If that's the case, Li would no longer be able to sell the rights. If the rights were revoked after the deal, the Chinese buyer would end up with nothing. According to Liao, the United States cannot afford for the CCP to win the power struggle over the Panama Canal because if that were to happen, Washington would lose its influence in the world, which runs against Trump's Make America Great Again agenda. Therefore, the most the CCP could achieve might be to deter other Chinese businessmen from following suit in doing what Li has done, according to Liao. The Panama Canal deal is just a prelude in the confrontation between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party, he added. In the future, many important strategic assets worldwide will be subject to similar tussles. Then an era of clashes will officially begin. Darlene McCormick Sanchez contributed to this report,